Since we have a good amount of people from Our Lady of Guadalupe here, I'll try to say my homily very, very, very short in Spanish. Mis hermanos y hermanas, el nombre de San Juan Bautista significa la bendición de Dios y por Dios. Su nombre nos enseña en cada de nosotros también tenemos la misión de San Juan Bautista. La misión que siempre predicar y proclamar todas las bendiciones y también toda la voluntad de Dios por nuestra vida. ¿Para qué? Para la gente y también nuestro prójimo que siempre buscando la presencia y el amor de Dios en su vida también. En cada de nosotros es San Juan Bautista, porque San Juan Bautista y también nosotros como los fieles necesitamos a vivir como una vida lleno de Jesucristo, lleno de nuestra fe en su amor y en la voluntad divina. Por eso, mis hermanos y hermanas, cuando celebramos hoy todavía la Natividad de San Juan Bautista, oremos con él, especialmente por la fortaleza para nosotros vivir con su ejemplo también. My brothers and sisters, the name John in Hebrew is either could be translated into two different words. It could mean Jehohanan or Johanan. If it means Jehohanan, is Yahweh is gracious. If it's translated to Johanan, mean I am blessed by Yahweh. So whoever you know in your own life that had the name John, that's what this means. Yahweh or the Lord is gracious. Or I am graced or I am blessed by the Lord. So that is what we are called to do. We are called to recognize our blessings that come from God. And that's hard. I'm going to give you one example of how God taught me how to be gracious instead of complaining. It's what a real example. So we went to the Holy Land at the end of January and beginning of February. And one day we had a reservation. I promise you, we had a reservation. And we were assigned to the Basilica of the Visitation. And I was so excited about it. We even went there early so that we would have the chance to do Mass. And a few people in our group were elderly and they were having a hard time walking. Yet, we hike up toward the hill to go to the Basilica of the Visitation. And there, we went in. There was a group already in there. And they speak French, and I don't speak French. And then I kind of look around, then one of them came out, is what the tour leader. And the tour leader said, "Oh, Father, who are you looking for?" I said, "This is our chapel?" They said, "What?" So apparently they didn't read the reservation. They just do Mass because they thought that the chapel was free. I was very angry, and I have very unkind words in my head that I didn't want to say. And I just look at her and I said, "So what are we supposed to do now?" And she looked at me and she doesn't have the answer. I said, "I would like to do Mass, please." And so she said, "Oh, let me try to call the other church on the other side of the mountain." So you go down the hill and go up the mountain again. And I said, "Okay, be Christian about it, Koi. Don't be a jerk." So she finally called the other church. And she said, "Oh, they have an opening. If you would just walk really fast, Father, they'll have an opening. So we walked down. We walked down the hill, and we went to a smaller church. And I was very frustrated, angry, hot, sweating. All the things that combine together do not give a very pleasant feeling or experience. Yet before Mass, I sat down and I said, Lord, what do you want? What do you want to teach of me? And as I went in, and there was a brother, a Franciscan brother, who was serving Mass with me, and he's from Mexico, so I spoke Spanish with him. And then I asked him, so what's the name of this church? He said, this church is named St. John the Baptist. And I said, oh, okay. So what is God trying to tell me? And then after Mass, so skip a little bit before Mass. After Mass, one of our pilgrims showed me a place that have a star, and they didn't understand Latin. So they said, Father, come over here and tell us what it means in Latin. My Latin is not that good, but it's passable. So I read, and near that star, it said, here John the Baptist was born. So because of that whole experience of the whole shuffling of the mixed up, I was able to come to the church where St. John the Baptist was born. Here's the second amazing thing. My confirmation name is John the Baptist. And I said, oh Lord, I was a jerk. I was a jerk. Yes, you have a very funny sense of trying to teach me. You know? So, oftentimes in our own faith journey, in our life journey as well, we want to go one way. We have our eyes fixed on one way. And we know what we want. Yet Lord, keep giving us detours, giving us inconveniences, things we don't want, things that we don't like. And sometimes we get very frustrated and we have very unpretty words for him and other people around us. But oftentimes, because of those detours, we're able to take a journey that what he wanted for us. If I did not control my mouth and just blast off that lady, I wouldn't have the chance to celebrate Mass where St. John the Baptist was born. Huh. You know, and it touched me. And then, just like what I told you today, the word John is trying to signifies and try to tell us that God is gracious. Do we believe in the graciousness of God yet or not? Or do we think that we know everything? Do we know that all of our blessings come from God yet or not? Or do we want things our way? The graciousness or the blessing come from God. And oftentimes, God did not lead us toward a very smooth road like I-35. Oh no, I take that back. Maybe I-44 passing from all the toll road. But sometimes he make us see signs go like, road is closing, please take the country road. And we start cursing. Or we don't like that we have to go around instead of going straight. Yet, in this adventure, in this journey, God had many things to teach us. St. John the Baptist is the precursor or the one who go before to prepare the way of Jesus Christ. And what does St. John the Baptist preach? Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight his paths. Each and every one of us had the same mission as St. John the Baptist. I'm not asking you to have a master's degree in theology. I'm not asking you to know every single scripture passage in the scripture. But I'm asking you to let your faith be enlivened here and now so that you and I can go and tell everybody, look at what God has done to me and for me. Look at what God has done to me and for me. And I want to invite you toward that same journey as well. I preached last week that sometimes we think that we need to know everything before we believe. But oftentimes, when we fall in love with someone, and again, we fall in love with God, we believe that many things will be given to us. So it's a journey. It's a journey of love. It's a journey of trust. It's a journey of dying to ourselves so God can teach us something greater. Remember, God is gracious, and we are blessed by God. Do we believe that? If we truly believe that, then why aren't we preaching that? Really? If we truly believe that God is gracious and I am blessed by God, why aren't we sharing that? St. John the Baptist did. So are we. So should we. Look at what God had done in my life. I'm messed up, man. I'm screwed up. I have many things that I still need to work on. But yet, what he has done for me is beyond what I could imagine. What he had done for me is out of his own graciousness, and I am blessed by him. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, do not be afraid to preach the good news and share the good news. And every time we go to Mass, may we remember one thing that St. John the Baptist told us, that we don't need to know everything in order to point people to God. At every Mass, we say the same words that St. John the Baptist did when he saw the Lord Jesus before he baptized her. What did he say? He pointed out to everyone. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." And we say that same thing before we receive communion, aren't we? When the priest hold up the host, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." And the whole congregation, including the priest, what do we say? We say the words of the centurion, "Lord, I am not worthy to receive you under my roof, but you only say one word, and my soul shall be healed." What is that one word? That word is love. That word is faith. That word is believe. So therefore, may we be like St. John the Baptist. Just point out to people, "I might not have all the answer. I might not have what you want. But behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Behold him who loves you. Behold him who had died for you. Behold him who continued to give himself to you in the Eucharist. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Behold him who loves us." My brothers and sisters, we're all called to be St. John the Baptist, to point out to people where God is and to prepare the way of the Lord. And may we follow the example of St. John the Baptist by being gracious and know that all of our blessings and all that we have come from God and God alone.